He's expected to call it terrorism. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden will visit Buffalo, New York today and carry a message against racial hatred. Officials say the president will call the supermarket mass shooting terrorism motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology that tears at the soul of our nation.
Both President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, are scheduled to fly to Buffalo, New York today. The city's residents are still reeling from this weekend's mass shooting attack, of which authorities say was racially motivated. The White House says both the president and the First Lady will grieve with the Buffalo community. New York State prosecutors are still holding the gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, on first-degree murder charges, and federal investigators are considering a hate crimes indictment. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The gunman killed 10 African-Americans and wounded two other people. Investigators in Southern California say the man killed trying to stop a gunman at a church may have saved dozens of lives. Dr. John Cheng was shot after tackling David Chu on Sunday at a Taiwanese church in Orange County. Chu was then subdued by parishioners. Five other people were wounded. Deputies say Chu was motivated by hatred against Taiwan. Ukraine's government says its combat mission in Mariupol is over and evacuations of its soldiers are underway.
Buses with hundreds of Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, taken to Russian-controlled territory. 53 were heavily wounded and over 200 more were evacuated. They'll be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. Now, it's unclear how many Ukrainian fighters may be left in the tunnels of that steel plant.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. And markets were mixed yesterday. The Dow gained 26 points. The Nasdaq lost 142. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A judge delays the execution of a Georgia man convicted of killing an 8-year-old girl more than 40 years ago.
The scheduled execution was set for Tuesday night for 68-year-old Virgil Presnell. He was convicted for killing the young girl and raping her 10-year-old friend after abducting them while they were walking home from school in 1976. Presnell's lawyer claimed her client has significant cognitive impairments that likely contributed to his crimes. She also claims Presnell suffered horrific abuse in jail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Police in South Carolina say they've arrested a man for the murder of a 17-year-old girl more than a decade ago. The remains of Brittany Drexel of Rochester, New York, were found Wednesday in South Carolina. She had disappeared in 2009 during a trip to Myrtle Beach. Police arrested career sex offender Raymond Douglas Moody of Georgetown, South Carolina. Someone's been digging near the border with Mexico. Fox's Kristen Goodwin explains.
Customs and Border Protection officials are investigating a suspected smuggling tunnel linking Tijuana to San Diego. Discovered by Mexican authorities, the cross-border passage runs the length of a football field on U.S. soil, leading to a warehouse in an industrial area of Otay Mesa, where clay-like soil makes it easier to dig. CBP sealing off the U.S. side of the tunnel. Officials discovering about 15 sophisticated underground passages on California's border with Mexico since 2006, including those with ventilation, railway tracks, and hydraulic lifts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The leading nominees for this year's Americana Honors and Awards are Brandi Carlile, Allison Russell, and Yola. The winners are expected to be announced on September 14th at a ceremony in Nashville. And Dow futures up 207 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.